What a joke.
Welcome to episode 174 of the Uncorked Gamers.
You did that to yourself.
I start the recording and I turn around and everybody's like cracking up over here.
You're funny, man.
He said meow.
Meow, alright.
Meow. Now let's get to the news.
Are you saying meow?
Is that what you think I'm saying?
That's what I thought you were saying last time.
That's what you are saying.
You keep saying it. I don't know what's going on with you. You got cat brain, man.
Oh, okay.
You are the dumbest drug buyer.
You are the dumbest drug buyer. I haven't seen that one yet. Until today.
Yeah, but it's memorable.
Yeah, it is memorable. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, for sure. If I found out about this, everybody else already knows about it.
It's probably on WorldStar. You know why.
Oh, okay. Battle Royale Fortnite. It's got an update for 100% accuracy update. Cool. Maybe I can kill somebody, or maybe I'll just keep dying.
Okay, here's the deal, right? So what I noticed from a lot of, like, snipers and, like, long-range fighting was that the bullets traveled in a straight path and weren't instantaneous. So you have to, like, someone's running, you would have to shoot in front of them if they were really far.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a cool aspect of the game.
Makes sense.
Right? Adds a little more realism to it, but if they're changing that, I don't know if I like that so much.
Well, I don't know. I'm give and take about it. Because, I mean, people were running, sure, but, like, it wasn't like you were, like, just barely shooting in front of them. You were, like, shooting, like, 3 feet in front of them. And, yeah, they're running, but you're shooting a bullet at a sniper. Those bullets go very fast.
Sniper bullets do, yes. Yes, they do.
So, yeah, I'm like, okay, that seems a little off. I understand you don't have a caller calling out the shots for you and giving you the meters and stuff like that. But, if they shorten the gap a little bit, I'm okay with that.
That's why you just hide until the end. And then you only have to shoot 3 people.
Of course, you know, they all have, like, rocket launchers and you got a pistol, but...
They got, like, all the best weapons, dude.
Yeah.
That last person there always will have the best weapons.
Yeah,
and I still don't build towers.
Still don't build towers. Stairway to Heaven. So, my friend, did you hear about...
Oh, they got a crossbow in that, too.
What?
There's a crossbow now. Fortnite.
What do you mean, like a crossbow?
Crossbow.
Okay, okay.
Crossbow now. Crossbow now.
Crossbow now.
There's a crossbow all up in there.
That's cool. Silent kills and stuff like
that.
Yeah. One hit kills?
I don't know about that.
I'm
assuming they would have to kind
of
be...
A lot of shooter street crossbows is like one hit kills, like special guns. And they give you a little bit of ammo and stuff like that. That's why I'm curious. But, did you hear about that nuclear disarmament across the entire globe?
No. I don't watch the news.
Well, you should have, because then you would have known that somehow a Metal Gear Solid 5 video leaked that it's not supposed to go live until every player takes nuclear missiles down from their mother base.
This is a video game. Okay.
Yeah, no. So, apparently Kojima created a special cutscene because you can have nuclear nukes in your...
Nuclear nukes.
In your mother base, right? Your private mother base, because mm-hmm. they had the online thing. And he created this cutscene that if everybody got rid of their nukes, like, and there was literally everybody got rid of their nukes, it would play this cutscene. The cutscene went live. Konami's like, we don't know why it went live. There's still 10,000 nukes in the game. Like, people have 10,000 nukes in the game still. But it went live. And it was actually, I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then, like, you know, those little cutscenes, and, you know, everybody's kind of congratulatory, like, hey, we did it, you know. And it kind of just gives you stats and stuff like that. There's, you know, as of 2015, 16,000 nukes still in the world.
And then Korea's there, you know, laughing. North Korea.
Yeah, that's the very end of it.
Is that how he laughs?
Yeah, like Skeletor.
Ah, yes, yeah. Yes. Makes sense.
Because, you know, he's into American media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's friends with that, what's his face? Basketball player. Black guy. Dressed in a wedding dress.
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. They're like totally, they're buddy buddies.
Really?
Yeah. He goes there a lot, apparently.
Oh.
He was friends with his dad.
Oh.
So now he's his friend.
This is interesting.
They're all friends.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, actually. He visits a lot, dude. It's a weird guy.
Surprised he's able to get back out.
They let him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's they like him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much news and stuff like about not letting people out of North Korea, you know? And he's like, just comes and goes whenever he wants.
And they, like, capture, like, movie stars and stuff, too?
They captured like, kidnapped them. Yeah, a very famous Japanese director. The dad did.
Make a movie.
To make his own Godzilla movies. It was like a guy that worked on Godzilla or something like that. And he wanted his own Godzilla movie. So he ended up making a Godzilla movie. That was subversive and kind
of
like...
Doesn't that sound like something out of a movie?
Yeah.
They kidnapped a movie director to make a movie for, you know, that country.
Yeah.
Like, it's surreal, dude.
So the director made a movie. It was basically, it was like... That was like pretty much anti-Korea's, like, statements. But, now like, not in a... Not... Like, kind of like, if you read between the lines, you would get it.
And then released?
Yeah, no. Released. Stuff like that. He managed to escape his confinement.
And the last laugh was his.
Yeah.
Nice. That's why Japanese people are smarter than North Koreans.
Let's not start a nuclear war, man. There's a rumor of a brand new Crash Bandicoot game for next year.
God, I hope that's true. I really hope that's true.
This is according to a UK-based merchandising company.
Oh, Rathalos. I think the... what?
This stupid Rathalos is flying away every time I get close. So I can't actually catch up with it.
It goes higher and higher.
So this is a guy's quote right here. The new game, he's talking about Insane Trilogy, was a huge success at retail with no marketing spend. Next year will be going broader.
Yeah, that's so true.
That is true, yeah. Well, I mean, there was a little bit the announcement, I guess you could say.
But that's not so much marketing. I don't consider that marketing so much.
Yeah, no. I guess they didn't have to pay for that, right? That's something they got for free. Anyway, with no marketing spend. Next year will be going broader. He's talking about Switch and PC ports. And there will be another game in 2019. Activision has a 5-year plan for this, and GBI, that's the company he works for, is delighted to be fully on board for all products. So that's where the rumor comes from.
You. Well,
this is a game marketer. It's not just like nobody saying stuff on the internet. This is an actual game marketing company.
Makes it more credible, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not denying it.
Well, that's probably a game that I would buy right away. Probably pre-buy.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know if I would.
Why? You're just scared of what it's going to be now?
I'm scared that Activision had the Crash Bandicoot franchise for a while now, and the only good thing that's come out of that is them re-releasing the stuff that Naughty Dog did.
I think I would pre-buy it. I would.
Did you pre-buy all the other crappy?
What crappy games? You don't know that. You don't know Crash Bandicoot is going to be crappy.
Yeah, Activision is already running to the ground. Why do you think it was gone for so long? Because the games weren't selling. They came out with, like, what, 8 Mario Crash Bandicoot kart games that weren't good?
Yeah, but you're getting into, like, the whole, you know, the spinoffs, man. Spinoffs always suck.
No, they had actual games, too. Like, you know. Numbered titles and stuff like that. Yeah, you blocked all this out. Because you didn't want your dreams to die.
Fine. You know what? I won't pre-buy. That's happy now?
Yeah, I am happy. Okay. So I don't want you wasting your money. So you're going to pre-buy that Secret of Mana remake?
It looks actually pretty cool.
Does it?
No, actually, no. I remember now. No, that one looks weird. It has that weird cartoonish feel
to
it.
Yeah, it's all Jimmy status.
I don't like it.
And the voice acting is kind of bad.
And I don't need voice acting in a remake of Secret of Mana. But I really don't.
The only way to get that physical release, though.
Yeah, I don't care, dude.
Good.
I remember exactly what it was before I... Or after I said something.
So. All they have to do to sell that thing... All they have to do is... Oh, and if you want to play with the original game and blah, 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 you know, you can just go to the settings and you'll have the original game there. Just like they did with the... What was the last game that did that? Where they had, like, the updated graphics and you could just downgrade it if you wanted to?
Monkey Island.
Monkey Island did that.
There was another game.
Yeah, there was another one that was, like, really hot.
Really hot.
Really hot.
Hotter than that Breathless?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
about. I know what you're talking about, yeah. It wasn't even that long ago that happened.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Ah, that's gonna annoy me. No, it wasn't.
But anywho's.
Yeah, I mean, that's all they have to do, and bam. People will buy that. No problems. Could be like, oh, I don't like this new stuff, but whatever. I still got Secret of Mana on my PS4, on my PS Vita. I can take it wherever I want. Wherever I want. And going
Switch.
With me.
And Switch?
Eh? No. They have an answer for Switch, haven't they? That's true. And Switch. Because there's no reason why they can't port that game to Switch. And they'd be dumb not to. I mean, it's just more money.
Nintendo, man. That's where it started. Come on.
PS4 firmware 5.50 is coming. And certain features have been detailed.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read what was included in that.
Well, I can tell you some of the features. Being able to go into your library, you know, where it shows everything you downloaded, you can finally, like, delete, or you can hide things, so, like, all those demos and betas, you can hide them so they don't show up anymore.
So you don't actually have to delete them anymore.
You can't delete them from that list.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
If you delete the app,
Nope.
Not from that list.
They don't go away from that list.
Nope. That's everything you've ever...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
So now you can hide them.
Because that's basically where you go to re-download something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can hide all the betas and demos and stuff like that if you want, cluttering up your thing. You can also...
good.
They're also adding tabs to the library, so there's a PlayStation Plus tab, so you can go there to see all the games that you got from PlayStation Plus. And you can... I think they're also adding a tab that shows you all your installed games, games that are currently installed in your system.
Good. Good update.
Yep, I think there's a big PS4 Pro one. Oh yeah, there's a thing about importing custom wallpapers via USB, so you can take your computer wallpaper and put it on your PS4.
Were you not able to do that before?
I don't know.
Because you could do that on the PS3. You didn't even have to connect any cables. You could do it through wireless.
I don't know.
Because I remember hooking up my computer and my PS3, and I could down, like, look at the pictures and stuff like that.
Oh, they're also adding, this is actually something for you, they're adding a time management system. So you, as the parent account, can say, these accounts, my children's accounts, can play from the hours of, you know, 4 to 6.
Well, she goes on my account anyway.
And yeah, well,
because of the online connectivity.
What do you mean?
Modern Warfare. Plant versus Zombies. Plant Warfare.
She doesn't have to go on your account to play.
To go online? To play online?
No. Because that's your PS4. That's your account. Your PlayStation Plus covers your PS4. And every account on your PS4.
Yeah.
How do you think she's playing Monster Hunter right now?
No, there's a game. I know there's a game that won't let her go online unless she's on my account. Maybe it's not that one then. But there is definitely a game that will not let her.
Because
she has to go on my account to play.
Because every time we have to play a game, we play a game together that uses that requires PlayStation Plus. She jumps on my PlayStation, I jump on hers. We play fine, no problem.
Well, it seems to be a per game basis, dude. I'll figure it out. I'll ask her which one it is.
It might be some setting you might have switched because of her account being a kid's account, maybe.
No, it's not. It's not set up as a kid's account. It's just I just added a name, basically. Like, there's nothing. You know, it's just another account, basically.
I'll have to go over someday. You can show me and I can figure it out. But yeah, it shouldn't. If the only thing I can think of is that you haven't told Sony, whatever, that that is your PlayStation. You haven't designated that. You haven't designated that PS4 as your PS4.
Isn't that something that you have to do when you first start the PlayStation?
No, I don't think you have to. I think they suggest. I think it's one of those things like, do you want to do this?
Well, or I'm pretty sure I went through
and that. Skip. You might have. I don't know. But that's the only thing I can think of as to why it wouldn't work, is if that PlayStation 4 isn't considered your PS4. Because then it wouldn't let her do it. Because it would be different accounts on your
PS4. Yeah, because I know the game asked her to log into her PlayStation Plus or her PlayStation account or whatever. And she doesn't have one.
Yeah, but pretty much every multiplayer game we own, or every online game we own that requires PS Plus, you know, Star Wars Battlefront, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, Monster Hunter, she's never had a PlayStation Plus account. We've been able to play all of them. Just by her playing all my
I'll check it out. I'll check it out and let you know. Because I'm kind of curious about that now.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so you'll be able to add... I'm not sure if you can do it since there's a kids account. I don't know if you... how that works. I've never messed with it. But you'd be able to add, like, you know, this account is allowed to play between these hours. And from your phone, from the app on your phone, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to give them an extra hour today. They could play for an extra hour longer. And, like, apparently the system's going to be like, hey, would tell them when they're playing, like, hey, you're going to get kicked out in, like, you know, 10 minutes, you should probably save your game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the feature. And for PlayStation 4 Pro users. Jeff, have you heard of a thing called super sampling?
I've heard of the term.
Do you know what the term stands for?
No.
So that's when, for instance, I have a PS4 Pro, and I have a 1080p television. Mm-hmm. But the PS4 Pro can give me much more than 1080p. Mm-hmm. It can do, you know, quote-unquote letterbox 4K. So super sampling... what that does, and some games already do it, is that says, alright, I'm going to create my 4K image, and I'm just going to shrink it, I'm going to shrink it back down to your 1080p image, so your 1080p image looks better.
Oh, this is what they did with the Blu-ray DVD. No?
I have no idea.
When Blu-ray started coming out?
Maybe. I have no idea. Well, supposedly Horizon was doing this. If you had PS4 Pro, it'd be like, all right, you don't have a 4K TV, so I'm gonna make the image and shrink it back down so your game looks better. But what this new firmware is going to do is they're going to just make that a feature of PS4 Pros. Oh, your game doesn't do it? Well, we're going to make it do it with the power of the PS4 Pro.
With the power of PS4 Pro.
Now, there is some debate as to how effective this is overall. Some people are saying, like, oh, it might slow down your gameplay a little bit and stuff like that. So it could be a game-by-game basis, see how useful it actually is. Mm-hmm. But apparently, if the game doesn't do it already, they're going to let you just do it. That's probably one of the bigger new things coming out with this update. So, you know, prettier games all the way around, right?
I suppose.
Okay.
Well, it's just kind of weird to have a... you know, because the output is... you know, it has a maximum output, right? Your TV,
right?
Like saying that, oh, this image is going to be a lot better because we're shrinking the. It's kind of like the phone thing, right?
Yeah. So things, lines will be sharper and stuff like that. Yeah. Less, more anti-aliasing and stuff like that. I assume that's what they're talking about.
All right. There's a new PUBG Xbox bundle coming out. Available this month.
Okay.
Probably already out.
They're really liking that PUBG over
there. Yeah.
Microsoft.
The anti-cheating update is got delayed for the PC version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You figure that'd be the
version that's the guy to go for it, yeah.
It's so much easier to cheat on the PC.
Yeah, maybe that's why, because like, they can control it on the Xbox better.
But so I read this article about like how a lot of people who were playing Destiny 2 were like, you know, basically like stopping Destiny 2 and going straight to Monster Hunter.
No, no, including, like, famous Destiny streamers.
Yeah.
Famous Destiny YouTubers.
I think like Dotto. Tons of people, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said earlier, it's a new Destiny 2 there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you yelled at me.
Well, yeah, you came, I was like, yeah, here, Monster Hunter is the new Destiny 2. I was like, oh, hold up. People love Monster Hunter. People did not love Destiny 2, so what are you trying to say?
Yeah. But that's cool. Hey, let's talk about my Twitch account.
All right. You got it back.
I got it back.
Really?
Yeah, I got it back. So I checked it before I came here.
Yeah?
Just because I was periodically checking. And everything showed up. Everything was there on my screen. Right? So I'm like, I'm going through my emails. And, nope, they didn't send an email. Didn't communicate it to me. They just like, all right, fine. And, you know, hit the go button, and there I am. But I'm surprised that they didn't send an email.
Yeah, that seems weird.
You know. This whole time has been horrendous when it comes to customer service on with Twitch.
Are you done with Twitch? You gonna jump on the YouTube
bandwagon? No, Twitch is great. Their customer service sucks, but Twitch is great.
Well, most people quit when the customer service sucks.
But these kind of problems don't really happen that often. You know what I mean? Especially if you're careful about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So don't ever pretend like you're 11 on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever say that in chat.
Even if you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
if you are. If you're not even on Twitch and you're out in a mini vacation down in LA. Yeah.
A workcation.
Because you know what's funny? When I was trying to load up Twitch on my phone.
While you're in
at LA? One point, it wasn't loading up. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, it's just my phone being stupid. You know, like, it's just, you know, data
or whatever. Bad internet or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I figured had happened. That's when I got home, I was like, what's going on? You know?
And you brought them.
Dude, this is from December.
Yeah.
And I barely got it, got
a whole month.
Yeah.
Month and a half?
Month and a half, dude.
Like, if you were making money off of Twitch, you'd have lost a month's worth of income because of this.
Way more, because you would have lost so many subscribers at that point.
My Twitch Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. That's bad. But actually, if you were making money off of Twitch, they probably would have been like, oh, yes, sir, master, let me fix your account real quick, sir.
If you're Maximilian Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy has, hundreds of thousands of people watching him all the time.
Yeah, he's a moneymaker for Twitch.
Dude, and he makes so much off donations. God, I can't. God, man.
Yeah, I need that.
People just give him money. And that's his money. That's not Twitch money. That's his money.
You gotta figure out how to add a donation button on the Encore Gamers.
Oh, you can. Yeah, that's easy, man.
Just for that one person is like, you know what? I'm gonna give these chumps $1,000. Because I'm feeling generous today.
I don't think that guy exists, dude.
Dude. I saw an entire YouTube video. This guy's like, hey, you know, I'm just going to go around on girls' Twitch streams and tell them how much I appreciate them by giving them donations.
Girls.
Yeah, but...
Keyword. Keyword, dude.
Don't like where this is going.
We should have Mr. Mom on Hardcore Gamers a lot more.
Actually, no, LeBlue. We should get LeBlue back. She was like, she was killing it. She was getting 16.
Yeah, but I think she was getting the most out of all of us, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably a combination. She was A, a redhead, B, a girl, and C, playing scary games.
Playing fairly new games also.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how new some of them. I mean, she was playing the first Five Nights at Freddy's, something like that. But I think it was a big...
She was also playing Sister Location, which was fairly new at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, she did get that one fairly new at the time. And she got that...
She played Layers of Fear, which isn't that old.
Yep.
I guess.
That was I don't know. It might be a while now.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes. You should get the grills.
I gotta get the grills, but I need that donation money so I can get my grill going.
Where my grills at? Where my grills? That's all I want to know. Where my grills at?
The EVO 2018 lineup has been announced. It includes Tekken 7.
Pokken Tournament.
Super Smash Bros. 4.
Of course.
More Pokemon Tournament.
Street Fighter V Arcade Edition.
Of course.
Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle.
Yeah.
Guilty Gear Zerg Rev 2.
That's, like, super popular.
Injustice 2.
Okay.
Smash Bros. Melee.
No, of course.
And Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Nice. Is that it?
That's it. It's going to be in August 3rd through the 5th.
No Mortal Kombats?
No Mortal Kombats. You know what else you didn't hear in that lineup?
No Killer Instincts.
Yeah, no Killer Instincts.
Also didn't hear...
I don't think people are surprised by that one.
What's that game called?
What's that game called?
My God. No, wait. No. Impossible Roo.
Impossible Roo.
No. They're going to add it. They're going to add it. There's no way they're not going to have it.
Not going to have what? For the listeners.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
That's right. Not on the list. Marvel vs. Capcom. Not on the list. The second biggest fighting game.
There's no way they're not going to have that.
For these tournaments. Most people
would. That's not going to happen, dude.
Also, not on the list.
What was that game I was thinking of?
Go back to your Hispanic roots.
To my Hispanic roots? It's a Mexican fighting game.
As a Mexicano, man, what is the fighting game that beats out Street Fighter?
A Street Fighter? No. As a Mexicano, I was playing nothing but Street Fighter.
Then maybe you did not hang out at the cool clubs? You were not playing...
This whole time, I thought it was cool.
If you were not playing the King of Fighters?
Ah, that is correct, sir. I forgot about that one.
King of Fighters did not make the list.
Because Mexicans like to play that one a lot. They're actually pretty close to getting championships in that game.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. King of Fighters. A new King of Fighters.
King of Fighters 14 did not make the list.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, it's a small list.
I'm sure they're going to add some. That can't be right.
Did you download your PlayStation Plus free games for the month?
I did that today. And the only reason I did that today is because I realized, oh my God, did I do it last month?
Did you?
I checked and yes, I did.
Okay.
Because I don't remember doing it at all. And I was like, oh God, it's too late. It's too late. It's already the first Tuesday.
It's done.
Except it's Wednesday. But, and I was scared. And I was just like, I would have been mad. Even if I didn't want to play any of the games, I would have been mad if I didn't get them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you might want to someday. Or somebody might come over and be like, oh man, I really want to play this game, whatever. And be like, hey, let me just download it. I got it for free.
So, Knack was one of them.
Yeah. The original Knack.
Yeah. So, and I know I wanted to buy that at some point.
Now but you have it.
Now I, yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's multiplayer, too. The first one is...
Was it? I never played it.
Yeah, because I think you get a second little Knack person.
I think we talked about this.
I never actually played it multiplayer.
I know it's a feature for the second one. But I thought the first one, maybe in certain levels you could do multiplayer or something like that. Remember that being a thing.
I wonder if the phone app is still around.
Oh, yeah.
They had a phone app?
Oh, yeah.
So you can unlock the upgrades for Knack.
Hmm.
It was you played Bejeweled basically and it was unlock upgrades for Knack. Rainbow Six Siege is announced a free play weekend for next week. That's going to be on the PC from February 15th to the 18th, Xbox One from the 15th to the 19th, and PS4 from the 15th to the 20th. So
a
couple extra days, I guess. It's weird the PC gets the shortest run of it.
Because of all the cheaters.
Of all them cheaters.
So I was actually looking about the cryptocurrency thing with the graphics cards.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a major thing apparently. It really is.
You don't believe me.
Believe you, but I don't believe you. You know what I mean? So there was one website that was like, you know what, just it's that they recommend buying like pre-builds. that have these cards in them, even like even at the prices that are that they're selling, like you know, the graphics card at, when you're buying a pre-built with that graphics card,
you're paying the same price
per year. And you're getting much more out of it.
Yeah.
And so, like mine, like I got the 1070, right?
Yeah.
For $1,100, the whole shebang, like my whole computer is $1,100, and it was on sale. $100 off. It was like $1,200, and that computer's like, it's pretty beastly, dude. I mean, everything so far, you can play on max settings, right? But they mentioned a bundle. Yeah, me too, dude. They mentioned a bundle that that Newegg was having it was a motherboard and a it was also a 1070, and it was $630 or something like that for the motherboard and the card. And I went on there, right, and just sold out.
Yeah,
sold out. Yeah,
done.
So when those things come out, they're gone, dude.
Yep.
Like as soon as they come out, they're gone, and it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, because people are just running them nonstop because of the cryptocurrency, so they gotta replace them.
So, can you pre-order those when new ones come out? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never heard of people going like, "Oh man, I missed my GeForce 1090 pre-order." Oh.
And that's another thing too. Like Nvidia, they sell their own cards for like a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
And then they're just
resellers, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is super confusing if you don't know about computers. You're like, oh, okay, I'm going to pick up this 1080 or whatever. It's like, oh, no, don't get that one. Get this one. What's the difference? Oh, this one's from, EVGA. PNY. And this was from, PNY. And, the EVGA one's I was like, what? I thought this was all from NVIDIA.
That was actually me. I was that guy.
Yeah, you were that guy?
Yeah, I was that guy. And then I looked it up. Looked up stuff because I was actually planning on building mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I started doing research and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. They're all different. They're all different, dude. It was like, it's the same card, but they have different stats and different features.
This one's got thread ripping. Oh, what the hell is thread ripping? It sounds cool. Like something
dude, you know how much time I spent doing that? Like, something new would come up. Like, oh, this one, this. And I was like, oh my God, okay, this. And then they put another term in the description of that term, and I'd be like, okay, what the hell is this? And I would just keep going, dude. And then by the end, I didn't even know what I was looking up in the first place.
Connects to a 15-pin bus? I don't want to buy a
what
bus.
What the hell is a bus? And why is there a bus in my computer? And why do pins matter? Oh my God.
I don't need a pin cushion on my computer.
Dude, it took me a while just to even get through the information.
And then you just bought one.
I ended up just buying one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I found a really cool website, though, that compatibility, it shows you everything that's compatible. Like, you pick
a motherboard?
You pick something. You start with something, and then you go to graphics cards, and it will basically search the internet for, and knows which ones are compatible, and it'll search the internet through, like, hundreds of stores. And that's cool. Tell you, all these are available, you pick one. Tells you which store sell it.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, but it's a ton, dude. It's oh god, dude. Especially like the memory sticks, dude. Oh my god, you'd never finish like looking through those, dude. You'd never finish looking through those.
Yeah. Especially if you don't know what companies look for and stuff like that.
It's very time consuming to actually do it. And it's in it's not in my.
I think the ones I got on my PC, I think they're like Raptor or something like that.
Mm. I had a bookmark too, but that was on my old PC.
Oh, yeah, that the transfer of PC data. Yeah, that's the best part. Am I right? Yep.
So, my wife dropped her phone a while back, months back. She lost it the first time.
Oh, okay.
Well, my daughter lost it.
It's not like my commercials. Like, oh, the new iPhone's out. Oops.
That happened to the guy, right? The reporter?
Is that...
Remember that? That was a real thing.
Nah.
Like, a reporter, like, talking to the people that just got their iPhones, and then, I don't remember if it was the reporter's fault or not, but the dude ends up, like, dropping the new iPhone before he even, like...
No, I was talking about the commercial. It was like, oh, I need, you need an upgrade, you need an excuse for an upgrade, and then like people were just throwing their food.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like a Sprint commercial or something like that.
But, what was I talking about?
Reporters broke somebody's phone.
No, before that. Wife's
phone. Your wife's
phone. My wife's phone! So my wife's, so right, and then I, so she was, you know, let's go through the insurance, right, get a new phone. Well, I was like, God, dude, it's like $175, like, copay for that thing, dude, for the insurance thing.
Wow.
Because it's the highest tier, because it's a S7.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes on the highest tier of the thing, it's $175 for it. But I was like, okay, well, whatever, it beats paying for a new phone.
Yeah.
So, I check, and the insurance is not on that phone. It is on my daughter's crappy little, like, LG that is, like, super outdated at this point. You know? Like, my youngest daughter, right? She has a little LG. It's very, 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 very limited.
Right.
And so, I'm just like, what the hell? Because I had a whole issue with this with the insurance company before. Remember I'm talking about that, right?
Yeah.
So, when the guy in customer service for T-Mobile helped me out,
work?
Yeah, let me silence this guy. So when the guy at T-Mobile, he was, dude, super helpful. He got me a new phone. He's like, you know what? Screw that. I'm talking to my manager. I'm going to get you a new phone. Talk to his manager. Yeah, my manager approved him. I'm going to send you a new phone. I have to start you on a new plan. And I'm going to put in a payment of like whatever you paid so far. And then put that on the new plan, so like it shows that you paid all that, and then so it'll continue off to where your payments were for the other phone. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then you want insurance on this one? I was like, yeah, I want to continue the insurance on this one. You know, like even though I had the issues with the other one, because it was a whole number kind of thing. I was like, as long as I put it on this phone from the start, no problems, right? I didn't even check that. I didn't check that, because this guy was like super helpful. You know, I trusted that he would do it right. But apparently he didn't, and I'm just like, oh my god. So as soon as I saw that, I called him up. I told him, you guys screwed up again. And I was like, you guys put this on the wrong phone. It was supposed to be on the Galaxy S7. I was like, why would I put insurance on a $20 phone? Doesn't make sense. I'm paying more in the monthly than, you know, the phone costs, dude. And so they were like, oh yeah, we'll switch it over. And because I told him the whole situation of what happened before. And they ended up switching. But at that point, I was like, okay, it's going to look really bad if I just got the insurance and then I put a claim on it like the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going to make it seem like he got the insurance and my phone was already broken before I got the insurance. So I told her, you're going to have to wait, dude. You're going to have to wait because I know your phone sucks. So sometimes the screen would just turn nothing but a solid green.
Oh.
Yeah. And then you couldn't do anything, dude.
Yeah.
And you'd have to reset it, and it wouldn't always work. So, like, it was working sometimes,
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm sorry, but we're waiting at least 2 months. I figure that's enough time, dude. I figure, like, even a month would have seemed too soon.
This
is what's going through my head, dude. I was like, they're gonna say something, and then they're gonna deny it, and I'm just like, because it already happened to me. They already denied my claim, even though I was paying for the insurance. Okay. So, like, I just want to play it safe. And so we ended up waiting, and we just sent it, we sent it 2 days ago? Friday.
And they denied your claim.
I can't remember. No, the claim went through right away, and they sent the phone overnight, which was really awesome. So we got the phone, and then they send you a little envelope to just return the old phone. So they didn't even try to fix it.
No.
Like, it was a cracked screen, and, well, I mean, it had more than issues than the cracked screen. That whole, like, you know, solid green display or whatever. But they just, apparently, they don't do that anymore. They just give you the other phone, and then you just return that one.
Yeah, they just fix that one, and then...
And then do the same thing. And resell it. Because they don't guarantee a new phone, either. You know, the refurbished one, you agree to take a refurbished one.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it was, because it didn't come with a box. It didn't come with instructions. It didn't come with anything. It was just the phone.
The same model though.
Exactly the same phone, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I was just scared, dude. I was scared that they would deny my claim. So, but everything was cool. Yeah. So I returned the phone today.
That's cool.
Oh, you got 10 days to return the phone, by the way. Or else they charge you $900.
$900 yeah. for an S7?
Yeah. It's a, yeah, no matter what phone it is, like, they'll charge you $900.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, that probably because of the tier that I was at.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll probably charge less for the lower tiers, but. Yeah, dude.
It makes sure it's not worth it to try to steal.
Yeah, the trash can. That's why they don't care. They just, like, well, whatever. The fool wants to mess with us, they charge $900.
You know what the issue is, too? Like, when you tell them, I don't have the phone anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if they steal a phone or you lose a phone, they don't know that you don't have the phone anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could be lying and just get a new phone for $175. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they investigate with the phone company to see, like, where you used the last and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You
know. They might, yeah. Or they might be able to tell based off the phone.
Because
if somebody else is using it or something like that, they might be able to find it.
Here's the difference between those two times, right? When I said I had a cracked screen and I still had the phone with me, they were like, like that, right? When I said I had when I lost the phone, they didn't approve it. It was pending. And then they had to send an email. I had to sign a declaration exactly what happened, blah, 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 like all this stuff.
Mm.
And then even then, I still have to wait a little bit, dude. Like another day or something like that for them to return an email, you know?
Yeah. And another day.
Another day.
For them to return an email. You hear that, Twitch?
One day.
A day.
One. Why don't you have a customer service department? You got some random dude working there, I swear. One guy for like 1,000 emails.
It's
probably your little cousin that's doing it. Yeah, and he's underage too, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
11.
Yeah. So now I have two accounts. 30-day-old milk and Black Hole Flavor.
You subbed your accounts together, so when you stream on one, you always have a viewer.
I actually thought about doing that, and I probably will be doing that.
You probably should, because I think you get in trouble for doing that.
Why?
Because you're playing your numbers, they don't like that.
It's one viewer.
I mean, if you buy,
there's websites that will give you like a thousand viewers or whatever,
and people,
whatever you pay for,
and people get banned for that.
I'm not. God damn it! Now it's public knowledge.
I mean, they already said they got your IP.
Yeah, but my phone's not on my IP when I use my Wi-Fi. Or no, my Wi-Fi, my 4G.
That's true. That's true. Dying Light is having a Valentine's Day event.
It's an anniversary sale, isn't it?
It's a 3-year, the game's been out for 3 years, stuff like that.
I saw that it was 66% off on PC.
Yeah, on Steam.
I don't know about the ports, though.
I haven't seen any sales for it on the other ones yet.
Jerks.
Yeah. So, Celeste came out, and Shadow of Colossus remake have come out. Yeah, remaster. And those are getting rave reviews. Celeste got a 10 out of 10 on IGN. Freaking 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
In the month of January. It's crazy. It's just downright crazy. You gonna pick any of those up?
Well, now that I know it's a 10 out of 10.
It's only $20, too.
And yes, I think I will pick it up. I'm really... The Shadow Colossus, I really want to pick it up, dude. I know, like, I say I don't like to rebuy games, even if they make remakes.
Right.
But, I don't know. Something about this one, dude. Something about it.
Yeah, apparently the list of games that have come out, you know, like Monster Hunter and Shadow Colossus, stuff like that, it's finally made people say what I've been saying for a long time. I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone. People in the media department that gave the Breath of the Wild 10 out of 10s are finally going like, yeah, I thought this was Amazing Zelda, and I was like, and then I realized, wait, this has been done for a while now. That's what I was saying.
Well, they're dumb for not realizing that.
They are dumb for not realizing that. Everybody's getting on my case, why do you hate Nintendo? I'm like, I'm not hating Nintendo, I just don't know why people think this game's so revolutionary.
Yeah, I don't think I ever agreed that the game was revolutionary. But and if, I mean, if critics really, if critics, people that should know,
yeah,
were really saying that,
yeah,
it surprises me, you know.
It wasn't like one outlet or something. I was hearing this like across the board. People were like, "Yeah, oh man," it's like, you know, I was just like, "It's an open world game that lets you climb on things and has breakable weapons like Dark Clouded."
Mm.
Like, this is
this is completely breakable because you can't fix them.
Yeah, like Dark Cloud did.
Yeah.
This is just GTA Dark Cloud or Red Dead Redemption Dark Cloud, I guess. And I was just like, I was like, okay, it's Zelda. I get it. You know, good game, sure, probably.
Revolutionary for a Zelda game.
Not really.
That doesn't count to me though. I'm just saying. These are people that are supposed to like play games and like have a general consensus of games, right? Maybe they specialize in one topic, but they at least have a broad knowledge of everything else.
Yeah.
But it's just like
you'd have to be a critic.
People like never played like Shadow Colossus, which was like one of the most like talked about games for like the past 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I love Shadow Colossus.
And I'm just like, wow. And people getting on the Monster Hunter bandwagon because it's popular now. That's why everybody's getting on it. It's because it's popular now. Because everybody else like, oh yeah, and like, no, it's really cool because I can tag with the monsters and, you know, I use these weapons and stuff like that. I'm like, you mean just like every other Monster Hunter game that you said wasn't cool? Oh yeah, no, yeah. Oh, just watching Gale's gameplay of Monster Hunter in the background, actually. The albums just pop out.
Wait. He can do that?
Yeah, he can do that. Yeah, well, dude. He was in the beta. You could have fought him, but you never wanted to jump back on. We were doing Diablo's runs. We never killed him.
If you attack this one and you attack the other one, will they both go after you?
Yes. They can both go out. I mean, she didn't even attack him. He's going after her. But they can fight each other, too. And sometimes it gets hectic. Sometimes they start fighting each other, and it's like, all right, I'm just going to take a step back, let you guys deal with this.
Yeah, the last fight I did, I hid in a bush while the Toby Kadachi and the
rest. Oh, I saw that, yeah. The electric guy in the... Yeah. But, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm losing faith in gaming critics and stuff like that. I mean, like, I get the feeling that just not having the right people doing reviews and stuff like that anymore. Or they haven't been in a while. I guess they're getting better at it. You know, having people that actually understand Monster Hunter, review Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back to Jeff's Corner for a bit.
Alright.
I'm gonna show you a picture here.
If you show me another Ivy Doom Kitty picture, I swear.
I love Ivy Doom Kitty. Why am I the only one that likes her? Why?
I'm surprised. Seriously? I'm surprised you didn't get into like Momo-kun, like Broman did. You know who Momo-kun is, don't you?
No.
Oh my god, you do!
So, they told us to do business casual at work today because the president of Nestle USA was at our place.
You look so uncomfortable.
It's the clothing is... it's not my style. You know what I'm saying? But here's the deal, right?
It's weird seeing you in like a...
Yeah, that's what everybody said, too. Everybody said too. It was a consensus. So,
I think part of it's because you don't look comfortable. Which I assume you're not.
I was playing the part, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? While I was at work, I was playing the part, and I was just like, yeah, I'm a cool guy. You know, I'm the office dude.
You're more bossy than you
are. Yeah, you know, just like doing the whole hand in the pocket kind of thing.
Oh, no.
It's the Rathalos. Is it Rathalos?
No, it's the Diablos.
It's a Diablos.
Alright, we're good.
So when I get... I got to work a little early.
Control the dad in the middle of the Diablos fight, man. That's deadly.
And so the guys were in the conference room, right? Everybody's in the conference room. Not everybody. But so I'm there chilling, you know, right there in my cubicle.
No wine after this conference meeting.
No. And so... I never even saw the president of Nestle.
Oh.
Didn't even see the guy, dude, the whole time I was there.
It's like he did a drive-by and was like, yeah, that's good enough.
And it was like, cool. Oh, they spent so much time in the conference room, but even when they came out, I never saw him. You know, like, it was just like, oh, why? Why did I do this then? But here's the good part about all of that. All the girls, man, were surrounding my cubicle, dude. All of them. Oh, my God, Jeff, you look so good. Oh, you look so clean. What does that mean? Look dirty normal? Huh? You look really handsome today. And I was like, oh, just today? Huh? You know? I was playing that. I was playing that card right there. Yeah, you're assaulting me here. You know what I'm saying? What did they say? So, everybody that walked by my... And here's the thing, right? Everybody walked by my desk was saying something, like complimenting, like just, you know, reacting to me, right? Everybody else was like kind of, not everybody, but most everybody was like, you know, dressed up a little nicer. But I think the difference is that I'm probably it was the biggest contrast between, you know, like the way I dress and then the way that I was dressed today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because everybody else kind of has, like, you know, the thing going, you know, like, you know. But me, dude, I go in with holes, you know, scruffy hair, don't brush my hair. You know, I never brush my hair.
I go to work look like a homeless man.
Not quite there, dude, but you know, close enough, right? So, like, the difference with in my my clothing style there was, like, was just, God, it was like...
Stark. You
know, yeah. So I think it was more noticeable with me. So, which is why I think everybody was like, you know, complimenting me, I guess. So I get home, you know, this all happened. I didn't meet the guy, didn't meet the president, you know, whatever. Don't really care. But when I got home, I got a text from one of my female coworkers.
Oh no.
And
why are you smiling about this?
And she said, hey. And I was like, all right, actually, let me pull that. I want to do a verbatim here.
Were you doing voices? Who am I?
So,
I got it. I can handle a female coworker.
Why? Why you got it? You doing voices?
I can do a voice.
All right, hold on, let me,
We'll do it together, you know? It'll be like an actual conversation that happened between the two of you.
Okay. It was really short, though. But,
I would hope so. Yeah, yeah. You married man.
February 7th. Right there. Should be the last four.
Hey. Oh, you want me to do the whole
thing? Oh, I thought...
I mean, this half is you.
Okay. But you gotta do it in a sexy woman voice.
Okay. Oh, she has a sexy woman voice?
Yeah, she does.
Hey.
What's up?
You look great today. Just saying, Winky.
Did you just say Winky?
And she put a Winky face.
Well, I guess you can't really.
Yeah, I can't.
Music to my ears, especially coming from you. Just saying.
Winky. Wow. You married man!
This is innocent flirting.
It always starts out innocent flirting. And then next thing you know, you're in the back of Motel 6.
Why in the back of it? That's dirty. That's so dirty.
Because you can't bring it to yourself to get a $20 game. You ain't getting paid for a Motel 6 room.
Dude, there's like broken glass in the back of Motel 6s, dude. There's dog poop everywhere.
I see you've been there a couple times.
Motel 6 lets you have dogs. They're pet friendly. You got to pay a little premium, but if you don't tell them nothing, you don't got to pay it.
Dude, people have allergies, man.
Huh?
People have allergies, dude.
They're pet friendly.
Not all rooms. Not
all rooms.
Ah, you know, whatever. Come see, come saw.
And they clean up after that. So if somebody has an allergy, the next time they come in that room, you know, they can not worry about
that. Hey, they're supposed to clean anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they do a special cleaning.
Oh, special cleaning now?
Yeah, they bring like the special pet vacuum.
Oh, they bring the Kirby.
The rug doctor.
Is it rug doctor? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Kirby's are the best, though. They say it.
And
they cost $1,200.
And Nintendo owns them, so.
But, it was really nice. You know, I got like, kind of giddy, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't think I've ever in my life received so many compliments in one day. Like, ever.
I need to tell your wife she needs to start...
Oh, I told her about it. Yeah. No, I communicate, man. I communicate, dude. I'm not trying to hide nothing.
I felt nice when all my female coworkers said I look good today. Just, yeah.
I told her to send her a text, and I told her why I texted back. And I was like, and then I think my daughter was in my oldest was in the room, and he's like, "Mom's getting jealous." And I was like, "I'd be really mad if your mom wasn't getting jealous." And she was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Cause if she didn't get jealous, I knew she didn't love me." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it was a cool moment, I think. No, I'm thinking as a dude, so I'm in a cool moment. But
I mean, it was a part of it was a cool moment, but then there's the whole part where you flirted back.
Innocent flirted back. You keep omitting that word, man. Innocent. But
so let me tell you what. Let me tell you what the Muslims believe, man. Let me tell you what Muslim? The Muslims believe. When the man and woman alone, there's always a third person there, and that person is the devil. It's an actual belief.
But this is through temptation. A phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's... You know what else is through a phone? Snapchat. You know what happens on Snapchat? Sexy picture time.
Yeah. I mean, does it?
Snapchat's not a thing anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's not a thing anymore.
Why not?
People use something else now.
Is there another one? Is there the newer one?
Yeah, it's like a newer one, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my friends was like talking to some of their younger friends and was like, "Yeah, you know, just, you know, Snapchat." And they were like, "Oh, you still use Snapchat?"
No.
This actually happened to somebody I know. I was like, "Oh my god."
This was actually the same time that we found out that IRL is actually
Earl pronounced now. Earl now.
You know? Oh god, yeah, that Earl. Whole thing.
But I mean, for people at home, you want to know what the sexy time pictures with Jeff is? I got to see a little bit of this. It involves a special McDonald's burger, and Jeff just—I mean, the way he looks at that burger—I've never seen him look at another woman like
actually,
that before in my life.
I see that picture. I believe we put it on Facebook.
No, that was a Denny's burger.
That was Denny's burger. Yeah.
I'm talking about the McRiblet.
McRiblet, McRib, dude.
McRib. All right, the McRib. Whatever. I don't know. McDonald's has weird names sometimes. The McRib. And
you,
I swear,
you know, those are only out for limited time too.
I've seen Jeff look at Ivy Doom Kitty photos, but looking at this McRib, I was like true love. I thought he was gonna marry that thing right then and there.
It's so simple too, dude.
He didn't eat it fast, so he took his time. He took his time with it.
Onions, and that's it. And the barbecue sauce, you know. But oh my god, I don't know why that thing is so good.
Each bite was a whole new adventure for him.
I had to savor it.
It's like 1,001 dates in one burger.
it was great, man. And I can't wait for them to bring it back again.
And you weren't even drunk on that one, were you? The Denny's photo, you were drunk. And the McRib, I don't think you... Was that the same night?
No, that was the day we went to the pizza.
Yeah.
Because we got the pizza, and then we went to McDonald's because I parked at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, dude, they got the McRib. I got to get a McRib.
And you Snapchatted everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All because you were eating the McRib.
One of the persons that I Snapchatted was actually her, the text.
Oh, is this the one? Have I seen this one?
No.
It's not the one that Snapchatted you back at the bar?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really? The one that has a husband.
It's innocent, man. What don't you understand about this, man?
Innocent
why
once.
Why gotta be an instigator?
Innocent once. This is like what? Innocent number five then?
No. Oh, man. I think you're blowing this up, dude. We're blowing this up to like unbelievable proportions here.
I'm just putting a realistic spin on it.
I'm just
giving you
realism is not in this conversation, dude.
I'm just giving you an opposite grounding to think about before you break some girl's heart.
All I'm saying, there was no flirting that time. Mm. I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure there was
it
no
was
flirting
like,
that
it
time.
Was like 3 in the morning. She Snapchatted you back like twice.
Because she was still out drinking.
That was flirty. With her husband.
But a lot of people texted me or Snapchatted me back.
No, a lot of people were like, "Jeff, shut up. I'm sleeping, dude."
No.
You woke me up for this.
There's somebody else that Snapchatted me back.
Yeah, it was the dude that was like...
No, chick. Another chick.
No, no, don't talk about the dude. It's just a chick. So actually, I'm a little upset with Monster in the World right now.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not, dude.
I am.
Wait till you hear it.
So, as you know, I'm going to get this platinum. That's a given.
Is it a given? Or is it like, you're going to try forever and not do it?
No, he's going
to... I'm going to get it. It's a given. Here's why I'm upset. It was Monster in the World. There's four trophies. And these four trophies are hidden trophies.
But you can figure it out, yeah.
And these hidden trophies are for capturing animals out in the wild. You know, with your little capture net.
Okay.
Now, these animals have random appearance rates. Not only do they have random appearance rates, they're also very jittery. So, unless you're wearing a special stealth uniform, ghillie mantle, and if you're not wearing that, they'll run away as soon as they see you. You don't even get a chance to even get close. So, not only do you have to be wearing that, two, you have to tell your cat not to follow you around, because your cat will set them off.
And they might not even show up.
I've spent the last, 2 hours trying to get one. Actually, I have two of them already. Two of the four. One of them is actually pretty easy to get. You just have to be in the right spot at a certain time of day, and you can just wait for the time change to happen. But the other three are more random. And I got two of them. But the other two, it's super elusive. And I hate trophies like this. I think they're dumb as all hell.
I like them.
Because you have them.
I like finding things like this.
So is there certain spots where you can find this thing? Like, does it only show up in, certain places?
There's spots that, with people that are farming this trophy, there's spots they go to. That they're more likely to show up in. And one of them, as far as I can tell, pretty much only in one spot. Two of them, are only in one spot. The other ones, I suppose you can find them other places or whatever, but there's, specific farming spots where you go to. But even, the farming spot, which you have to reload the map to reset it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... You have to reload the map to reset it. You have to go through a loading screen to reset the area for another chance at spotting this thing.
How do you know that it didn't show up? Like, when do you stop?
Oh, the farming spots? Right away. You get out of camp, you go, you look, there, no? Okay.
You just restart.
You just go back in the loading screen.
It raises the difficulty of it, for sure.
It's just, I don't like random trophies. I don't a trophy that requires dumb random luck. I don't think it should be a trophy. There's plenty of animals in the game. There's going to be a trophy for catching, half of the animals you can catch in the game or whatever. You know, something finite, something you can
control. Or beating those extra bosses in Final Fantasy games that are super impossible.
Right, but that's something you can work towards. Yeah. It's not random.
Yeah.
Some of those bosses are random, actually. Some of those bosses are hard because, oh, you know, the game, if I, it will go pretty well, unless it does Mega Flare in round 3, then you're pretty much boned.
Final Fantasy, what was it, 12? Final Fantasy 12?
Oh, the Zodiac, yeah.
No. Not 12. 13? God, why am I confusing them?
The one with lightning?
No, 13 was lightning. 12 was Zodiac.
Yeah. There's not too many numbers, man.
No. Wait. Why?
10?
No, it had to have been 12. Yeah. No,
12, the one with the dragon with, the big ring in front of its face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. They had the hunts.
Yeah.
And the hunts didn't guarantee... The monster, they tell you where the monster is, but it wasn't guaranteed that it would show up. Mm. It was the same kind of deal. And then, so there was one in the Fae, the Fae Forest.
Okay.
That I went to go hunt. Dead. Like that. Just dead.
Just killed you.
Like, yeah, one hit, dude. Everybody died. And I was I was pretty high level, dude. And I was just like, is this even possible? Like, how am I supposed to do this? dude killed me in one shot, dude. And then it took me a while because I kept going back into the forest to find him, you know? I think I probably went out and in 10 times.
Yeah.
And then it finally showed up, and then just and I was just like, okay, I'm done with this. Yeah. I am not hunting anymore. I'm gonna get all my hunts, all my wanted list things on my on my list or whatever. And but I'm not gonna hunt this guy.
Wow! Yeah. It's completely wow. This is a man.
It was ridiculous,
this
dude.
This is a man that killed all the weapons in Final Fantasy VII. Just his spirit dead instantly.
This is ridiculous. It was ridiculous, dude.
Like it reached out of the game and killed your soul.
It truly did.
You gonna go back and relive your glory?
I was thinking about going back, especially when they started announcing the remake.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hey, maybe I should play this game again.
They made the remake easier for that stuff because they got rid of the
The fast forward stuff too.
And the fast yeah.
Yeah, that thing was like awesome, dude. Fast forwarding through like even just battles and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's all automatic. Like you just fast forward the whole thing, dude.
That's true. That is the thing I didn't like about Final Fantasy.
You didn't have to make it automatic.
Yeah, but it was the enemy actions were so much faster than you could like go through the selection.
It would have been it would definitely been faster to do it automatically. Yeah, you would get the timing would always be there. Yeah, you know what I mean, you'd always have a hit at this time. You know, instead of like going through menus and you know whatever, or even just hitting attack, like mashing buttons to hit attack. You know, like
yeah.
But you know, it wasn't my favorite Final Fantasy, but I'm willing to give it a second go.
I mean, it wasn't my least favorite Final Fantasy. A lot of people seem to kind of... That's one that I hear a lot of people didn't like very much. I'm like, it was alright. I didn't think it was, like, that bad.
I feel like it might not be true, but I feel like it was a battle system that people were just disappointed with.
I heard a lot of people... I think most people that I heard talk about it were disappointed in the story. And I can kind of get that, because it was a different story where you weren't the most...
I love the knights, dude.
Yeah, no, like, I thought the whole, you know, it's the same world.
The magistrate, yeah.
I thought the world building in that game was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought the characters were pretty interesting. But I think a lot of people had a hard time with it because you weren't the focus of the story. You were just a cog in the wheel.
And what's wrong with that?
That made the story so much more interesting for me. Because I was like, oh, I'm playing a Final Fantasy game. Wait, I'm not the hero saving the world? Like, I'm just part of a machine? That's interesting take.
You know, when I first saw the cutscene with the judges coming out, oh my god, I love that cutscene, dude.
Yeah.
It was so great, dude. Like, these guys just like, wow, dude. You know, like, psha. You know?
And the limit breaks are pretty tight, too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
the chain system thing, yeah.
They're definitely a lot different. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's also a luck thing, too. Like, of getting
a good combo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even getting something to hit. Like, because sometimes you would... do the reset, and you couldn't do anything, and you have to reset again.
Yeah, that's like, true. Well, I mean, you can mitigate that because you could do just you could start with the level one, and because if you start with the level three, that character's gone. You can't do anything.
Yeah, but sometimes they work out. And I mean, that's just
yeah,
that's just luck based.
And you can get a much bigger chain if you start out with level one.
That's for sure.
It's not as flashy as a level three though. I didn't like their version of the level up thing though, where it's just a board. I like the sphere grid more from Final Fantasy X.
It was kind of the same thing though.
It was the same thing. It just didn't catch my interest, I guess.
I think I can't remember exactly, but I think on the board you could choose any square.
No, everybody started in their own sections of it, and you can like kind of go across it however you wanted to.
In Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it was.
So like, I know that's how it was in 10.
Yeah.
With the sphere system. It was like, everybody started in their own like little section that was more to their abilities.
I think 12's like that too, because, you know, like the...
But I feel like you could choose... I don't know why I... See, this is more, even more of a reason to go back to the game.
I feel like 12 made it easier to cross over between people's boards. I can't wait
till my kids leave.
I'm not gonna have time, dude, even when your kids leave.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna have time, dude.
Your kids leave and your wife's gonna be like, well, let's go travel. We can finally go travel.
But I got video games back.
You got your Switch.
We'll travel with the video game. You know, there's worlds to explore here.
Pick up a PS4 Slim. Bam. You look so disappointed.
I don't want to. I want to play video games. I want to play all the video games I haven't played.
Dude.
With no kids, this makes it easier.
Yeah, everybody always has, like, you know, like their image of the afterlife and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And mine's just like video games and movies. It's like, all those games I never had time to play. I can play them now.
No, it's not fair. I had time.
I had time now. Come on, get in the car. We're going.
I've been watching a lot of the old school Twilight Zone.
Nice.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of it, and a lot of it's familiar to me, but I don't remember it. I don't remember any of it.
Actually, the first time I really saw a lot of it, because I'd seen bits here and there,
mm-hmm.
was with an ex. That would, like, they would do like the holiday things on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
All in, like, every holiday, it was just like, oh, come over and let's watch Twilight Zone or whatever. I saw a whole bunch because of that.
There was, so everything's on Netflix right now, except for, like, I think a season. There's one season that's missing because a different studio took it over at that point.
Oh,
and then
okay.
it went
so
back.
They didn't have the rights.
Yeah, and then it went back. So, yeah, that was the whole thing. And I was wondering about that. I was like, oh, it's missing a season. Like, what's up with this? You know, and I looked it up, and yeah, that was what it was.
Yeah.
It was the whole, yeah, the rights thing because somebody else owned it at the time, I guess. But, yeah.
Should we do the Encore Gamers question of the week?
Was it my question or your question?
It was my question.
So I gotta do a question.
Yeah, so you gotta do a question.
All right.
Jeff's question is, do you think it was innocent flirting?
That's gonna be a part two of that of my question.
Part two of the question.
I want people to chime in. Do you think that was innocent flirting? Yeah, that's gonna be part two for reals. For reals.
Each person, let's put point at each person, winky face. Just saying, winky face.
Innocent flirtance, man. Over a phone. And I let my wife know about this. Okay? I am an open book. Sometimes a little too open.
Honey,
but I think in the end it works out in my favor.
I just want to let you know I might be seeing somebody else on the side.
I might be?
Open book. Just saying, winky face.
Just saying. Yeah.
Question is, what would you do for your favorite franchise?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What did you mean exactly?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, huh? Interpret it as I want?
Interpret it as you want.
Okay.
Because that's why I believe Al B. Dang interpreted it as when he gave us his response. Let me just load this up real quick. I need a new phone. So slow, phone. Insult it. Maybe, you know, it'll work better. It's not working now. I'm just giving you time to think of a question. That's what I'm doing.
No, I don't need that. I'm good at questions.
Albie Dan's response is, I'd kill a man, decapitate his corpse, and give it to Isaac.
Isaac?
Isaac, he spelled it.
Yeah.
Isaac.
All right, he went more of the Klondike bar.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you kill a man?
Would you kill a man?
Why, yes, I would.
Yes, I would. I'll kill you right now. Whoa, wait, what?
You have a Klondike bar, don't you?
There's only one Klondike bar, and there's two of us. Clearly, we're at an impasse. But I have the solution.
All right. Was that the only one?
That's the only one.
Really? Yeah. Even the Twitters?
Even Twitters.
Oh.
It's, my, I think.
I think
my,
it was the whole, like, what do you mean by this?
I think my questions just make people look too deep inside of their own soul, and they don't like what they
what
find.
What would you do for your favorite franchise? What would you do?
I mean, I think we've already seen things that I would do for my favorite franchise. I would do a 24-hour stream for Monster Hunter. I would buy collector's editions. I would possibly, you know, drive. I could see myself driving a ridiculous distance to pick up a game. You know, maybe it was a collector's edition, or maybe it was like a hard to find copy of a game, but I really wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see myself doing that. I could even see myself buying a Japanese copy and downloading a English guide for it. I have bought a Japanese game, but that was a fighting game, so it doesn't really need an English guide. But I do know people that got into Japanese because they would buy a Japanese game. Back when the games...
Not because of manga and anime?
No. Because they would buy the game from Japan because it would come out, you know, 9 months before in the States. They would start to learn Japanese by reading the guides and stuff like that, and then they would start taking classes and stuff like that. But yeah, I think I could see myself, and you know what, we gotta drive down to Texas because I need to pick up this game from this dude off of Craigslist or something. I haven't gone to that point, but I can see where I might be in that situation.
We have driven pretty far to buy stuff.
Oh my god, who'd you kill?
I mean, how far would I go for my favorite franchise? Like, in all aspects of that word.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
How far would I go? If I heard that, hey, this is the last game we're gonna do for this, I wouldn't let it go. I wouldn't let it go, dude. I would start petitioning for or something, dude. Something. Make something happen, dude. Write letters. I would write letters. Vegan.
No matter how many people love a game, petitions don't actually work.
I know, but you gotta do something. And you're just a lowly man, and there's not much you can do.
You would start a YouTube viral ad campaign?
God, dude, I don't know, man.
Put your face out there.
Traveling wouldn't be an issue. I don't even care about traveling for my favorite franchise, dude. That would be nothing to me. You know? If it was something that, you know, just I needed to do because, like, you know, I love the crap out of this, dude.
Traveling's pretty easy for you then. It's a mission.
I got a car.
We got a car too. It's just.
But you don't drive.
No, I don't drive. More importantly, money's just tight. It's just always been tight for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so much debt too. Still.
Not anymore.
Two more years. I figured in 2 more years I'd be done.
I thought you were done.
No. I can't. We're taking a long vacation.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna take a long vacation this year, so I couldn't spend all of the money to pay the thing, so I saved a lot of that bonus money so I can just take a long vacation, dude. It's been a while.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let me know the date so I can try to find more people.
But yeah, I honestly just don't know, dude. I don't know.
Oh my god, you would kill me.
I would never do that again. Let's just move on to the new question of the Uncorked Gamers question of the week question.
Sure.
My question is, how did you get introduced to video games?
Okay.
I want to know where it all started.
That's interesting. That's pretty good.
I also have an announcement.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a retro gaming thing going on in Watsonville, the Appleton Grill, on Friday. I believe the doors open at 7, and there's a band playing at 9. And I don't know exactly what it is. But it's $5 at the door.
Wait, so what is this again?
It's like a retro gaming, like, little convention, I guess.
That you're doing?
No, that's happening. It's just happening.
Okay. Are you going
to? It's at the Appleton. I was thinking about going. And I thought about telling you guys.
Yeah, it also happens on Friday.
Was it $5, you said?
It's $5 at the door, yeah.
Okay. The Winter Olympics opening ceremony is on Friday also.
Who cares about that?
The Olympics?
Olympics. Olympic.
Aren't they missing legs or something?
Yeah, that's wow.
I just saw a commercial for Paralympics.
I say those types of jokes are off the podcast.
What?
Jeff brings them straight on.
Oh god, man. I thought we were open books here.
No, we're not professionals. If we were professionals, I would edit that out. I'm not gonna do that. What you say on the podcast stays on the podcast. Unless I am forcibly required to edit it out by some type of regulation standard or something like that.
Alright,
I got the question. Here it is. How did you get introduced to video games? Also, was it innocent flirting?
Thank you. Thank you. Because I really did want you to put that on there. I want to get the people's votes on this, dude.
Just pointing out, this person Snapchatted him back while she was on a date with her husband. And at like 3 a.m.
No. We're talking about the work just now thing.
Well, no. That happened today thing. You can't ignore.
You don't even. What did I say that time? What did I say?
You
don't even remember.
You ate a McRib. You were like, McRib.
Yeah.
And she started a conversation with you.
No, it was like, I'm eating a McRib right now. On the date. I'm drunk, and I'm eating a McRib. That's all that was. That wasn't no flirtations.
Well, on a date with her husband, she took time out of that date to be like, let me
Her husband knows me.
Let me Snapchat.
Her husband knows me.
Let me Snapchat We're this cool. guy real quick. He cool now. But he's got his eye on your conversation.
I'm scared of him. He's a big dude and he has a mustache.
And what was the tweet again? I just wanted to say you look good today. Oh, no, it was... You look good. You look real good today. Just saying, winky face.
Winky face. And that means like, hey, you know, I'm not joking about this. You really did look good, you know. Just so she knows, you know, so I know like, hey, you know, hey, thanks.
Texting winky face is pretty much the equivalent of writing a number on a napkin and sliding across the bar.
Yeah, you lived in the AIM days? AOL Instant Messenger?
No one did that in Mars. Nobody.
Winky face was like, oh, hey, what's up, girl? Winky face.
Though we will clarify, nobody actually says winky face.
That's what I told this guy. But you can't, you gotta.
They can't
let the
see.
Audience know that you're winking with your face. So, February 9th, UMS presents Retro Game Experience plus Super Madness, which is the band that is playing. Super Madness.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. all ages, $5 at the door. There's gonna be a cosplay contest.
Oh, now you're in.
Video game vendors.
Oh.
And screens, you know, with retro games.
Are they gonna have actual retro games to play?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, you're not filling me with confidence.
I'll get to the bottom of this tomorrow.
All right.
Because I know the guy that's dealing with having this set up.
Well, you can post an update on the Twitter and the Facebook then.
Okay.
Letting people know.
So, wait, this one doesn't say... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to episode 174 of the Uncorked Gamers. We are eagerly awaiting your responses to the question of the week for this week.
I don't even care about the question either. I want to know, was it innocent? Chime in, please.
You look like a schoolgirl right now, man. You're just like, you're blushing and stuff. You got this giant grin on
your
face.
People say I look good, you know? How can I not be blushing? You know? Like, 20 different people.
The real tragedy here is that it took your coworkers to say you feel good, to make you feel good about feeling good.
No, I always feel good, but this made me feel even gooder.
Did your wife not tell you you look good anymore?
No, because I don't ever like brush my hair.
But she accepts you like that.
Yes, she does, and that's great. And then when I do wear like the fancy clothes and brush my hair, like she does say that I look really good. Yeah.
And you give her a winky face.
Yeah.
Headphones back on.
Just remember that. Whenever some cute girl comes up to you and says, hey, you're looking good today. You've been in the back of your head. You know, you take a compliment like, oh, thank you very much. In the back of your head, you're like, you know what? Have someone at home who tells me I look good every day. Every day.
No, because then that will ruin it.
No, in the back of your head, I said.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. In the back of my head, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But not to her. Not yet.
Not yet. Give us those comments on the, what is it, iTunes, the Stitcher, the SoundCloud, but I'm not going to say it on there.
FMs.
Because I'm not paying for SoundClouds. So, if you listen on SoundCloud, you're going to get a new episode every week. But old episodes, you're gonna have to look for them on the iTunes and the Stitchers and the all the other podcasting stuff that you can find us on. There's actually some podcast search engine. Somebody sent us an email. They contacted us. They're like, hey, just want to let you know, we threw you on our search engine, you know, stuff like that.
People connecting with us now?
People are kind of connecting with us a little bit now, yeah.
That's freaking cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm just giving a little shout out. I don't know if anybody uses this. I'm
also surprised. With all the racism goes on this show.
Right?
Yeah. All the off-color comments.
You guys are just always running marathons.
It's called Listen Notes. So it's like a search engine. It's like Google, but just for podcasts.
Yeah. We're so bad, we're great.
Yeah, so go give them a check out, you know, if you want to go find some more podcasts and stuff like that. I don't typically search for podcasts, so I don't know how effective or how hard it is to do. But if you have trouble with it, try out Listen Notes. We are in talks with somebody about getting an interview for next week. So it'll be, if that happens, cool. You'll have, depending on how long the interview is, you either have an extra episode or we'll use that to help, or we'll put that into that week's current episode, depending on when it happens.
How it happens.
And how it happens, how long it is and stuff like that. Otherwise, there'll be an extra episode that'll be called, you know, interview with so-and-so, special episode. Just like the same thing that happened with the James Patton interview. It was a special, separate episode.
Love that guy's accent, by the way.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, his game's coming out, dude. I'm excited. Anyway, that was episode 174 of the Encore Gamers.
Woo!
Remember, you can always contact us through our Twitter, through our Facebook, and also through our email, encoregamers@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends.
Good night.